This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The tragic aftermath of a powerful bomb that ripped through a marketplace Friday morning in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 18 people and wounding 48 others. Police officials said an explosive device planted in a shop caused the blast in a Shiite Muslim-dominated part of Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the violence in the market area, which has experienced such attacks in the past. The Democratic co-chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee says he hopes Julian Assange is prosecuted for working with Russia to interfere in a U.S. election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department indictment against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange accuses him of conspiracy in hacking U.S. government computers. But Virginia Senator Mark Warner says
they helped either hack into or took hacked information from the Russians and released it in a way to disrupt our campaigns in 2016.
Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, whose campaign emails were hacked.
He has to answer for what he has done, at least as it's been charged.
She was also Secretary of State when WikiLeaks began publishing diplomatic cables in 2010 that embarrassed the U.S. and offended some world leaders. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it has found WHO staff involved in some suspicious activities during vaccination campaigns, and that the ICRC failed to practically implement pledges given to the Taliban. The statement did not elaborate. This is VOA News. A plan by Sudan's military to take over the country's government is getting a cold reception from protesters and the international community who want to see the African nation take steps toward democracy. Sudan's defense minister announced the takeover on state television Thursday after the party ousted the country's longtime president Omar al-Bashir following months of demonstrations against his 30-year-old iron-fisted rule. A transitional military council will run the government for the next 2 years. A three-month state of emergency has been declared along with the suspension of the constitution and the dissolution of parliament. Earlier, a Sudanese military source told VOA that the 75-year-old al-Bashir has been put under house arrest. Boeing continues to step up its efforts to reassure the public, regulators, as well as investors that it's doing everything it can to restore faith in the Boeing 737 MAX jets. From AP, Mike Hempen reports.
Company CEO Dennis Muilenburg says crews have made 96 flights and will make more in coming weeks as Boeing tries to convince regulators to let the plane fly again. Muilenburg says Boeing representatives have met with pilots and airline officials in the U.S. and abroad, holding flight simulator sessions to demonstrate software changes.
In the meantime, a senator is introducing a bill in Congress requiring plane makers to provide airlines with all safety equipment now considered optional and to do so without an additional charge. Democratic Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts says safety equipment that had not been installed on the two 737s might have saved them from fatal crashes. He says the equipment might have alerted crews to false readings from sensors implicated in the crashes that killed all 346 aboard. Pro and anti-Brexit supporters have vowed to step up their campaigns after European Union leaders gave Britain a six-month extension to the process of leaving the bloc. The extension of the so-called Article 50 process averts immediate concerns of Britain leaving without an exit agreement with the European Union. The new deadline is October the 31st. The delay could mean that Britain will take part in EU elections scheduled in May, and there are still few signs that British lawmakers will approve May's proposed Brexit deal, further prolonging the political chaos. SpaceX has successfully launched the world's most powerful rocket for a second time. The Falcon Heavy rocket was launched on its first commercial mission on Thursday evening from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. Its payload was a Saudi Arabian commercial satellite. SpaceX is entrepreneur Elon Musk's company. Musk also the CEO of the electric car maker Tesla. This is Joe Palca, VOA News.